Viele ispuden bim tas mich, so ist das für die mit am Jahr, so ist das für die den Jodo. Mach ich nicht gesagt, mach schon, like the case of Amgamuiel, so then it can be mit am Schliche, so then it can be mit am Schliche, so in Meile, even though the Meister was lying in the Chotzer of Rabbi Yeshua, the Meister of Maizroni was lying in the Chotzer of Rabbi Akiva, before the Chotzer became Rabbi Akiva, before the Chotzer became Rabbi Yeshua Bechanani. So it's still effective. Why is it effective? Because since it's Matone, so it can be effective with that Shulichet, so even though it's not the Yodo, so it can become the Yad with the medium of Shulichet. Just as a fool, I just wanted to mention a Teres and that cat. All right, now, so the Tashe, but Rashi, now the question is, how can we answer the Tashe and Rashi? Rashi doesn't seem to agree with the Ran, because he says here that the reason as to why the Chotzer cannot be seen in Tam Shlichet is because in order to be a Shliach, so we must have either Da'at HaShliach or Da'at HaShliach. One of the two, either Da'at HaShliach or Da'at HaShliach. So in the case, so that means in the case where Reuven is Rechel Gabehemo and says to Shimon, now he picked it up for me and Shimon picks it up for me. So why does the Gemara say that he cannot be Kene, but he appointed him in the Shliach? And what does the receiver say? Because he's not the Shlokesh of our moment. But we see according to Rashi, the only reason as to why Chotzer cannot be Shliach by Messiah is because there is neither that Shliach nor that. Das Mishalach. But there we have Das Shliach and Das Mishalach. We have the Das Shliach Ruvein, the one that told Shimon to pick it up, and we have the Das Shliach Shimon. So it seems that Rashi disagrees to a certain extent with Ran Shite. He holds there is a loche of the Shluchat Ulamot. And even when there is no Balamon, there is still a requirement of Shluchat Ulamot. But Rashi holds, when is there a din of Shluchat Ulamot? If the Shliach has to represent the Mishalach, if the Shliach has to do the Maise, which has to be attributed to the Mishalach, so then we say, when can the Shliach have the authority to represent the Mishalach, to do a Maise, so that Maise will be attributed to the Mishalach only if he was designated as the Shliach by the Balamo. Then he has the authority to represent the Mishalach. So let's say Ruvein wants to give, let's say, this Rambam to Levi, and he tells Shimon, now you be zeichah for it, so Shimon becomes the Shliach of Levi, and who designates Shimon as the Shliach of Levi? Ruvein. So then Shimon can represent Levi. Who Shliach does Shimon become? Not Ruvein. Ruvein too. Ruben has to designate Shimon as Levi Shliach. But who is the Mishalach? Who's representative in Shimon? Levi is representative, not Ruben. But Levi, Shimon cannot become Levi's representative unless he was designated by the Lamon, by Ruben. So there it is necessary that he be Shulchan Lamon. Otherwise, Shimon cannot represent Levi. So it's only when the Shlich has is that kind of a shliches where the shliach does the maise, and the maise has to be a misyacheses to the mishalach, to Levi. Then we say, Shimon was not designated by the Baal HaMomei as the shliach of Levi, then Shimon cannot represent Levi. Shliach maise cannot be attributed to Levi. Mashiachim by Chotzer. So it's not that the Chotzer has to do a certain maise, and represent the Bala Chotzer. What kind of a gathering is the Chotzer? The Chotzer doesn't do any Maise. Through the medium of Shliches, the Chotzer becomes the Bala Chotzer's Yad. So the Chotzer doesn't represent anyone. The Chotzer does no Maise that has to be Mishaches to the Mishalach. No, he only has to become a Shliach. It's a passive Shliches, it's not an active Shliches. It's just a passive Shliches has to become the Yad of the Bala Chotzer. So there it's not necessary that he be Shluchat Ulamot. When is there a requirement for Shluchat Ulamot if the Shlichat is an active Shlichat, where the Shliach has to represent the Mishalach? So that's the halacha, the Shliach cannot represent the Mishalach. Shimon cannot represent Levi unless the Balamon and Ruvein designated Shimon as the representative of Levi. But where the shlichas is the perfect shlichas, like Gabi Chotzer, where the kiyum is done by the Balach Chotzer himself, so there is no such requirement in the Amalek. Ramshiti is that even where the shlichas is the perfect shlichas. So it's a loche. If he's not shlichas, if he was not designed by the Amalek, he cannot become a shliach. Rashashiti is true, there is a loche of the Amalek. That's only in representing the Mishalach, so there is a requirement of the Amalek. But in becoming a shliach, a perfect shliach, so even if he's not shlichas by the Amalek, he can become a perfect shliach. So the question arises, so why couldn't the Chotzer become a shliach of the Balach Chotzer of Gabi Mishriyeh? So Rashi gives the reason, because in order to become a shliach, there must be doubt by someone, either by shliach and mishalach by someone. Here there is no doubt by anyone, neither by the shliach, he says, it's an inanimate thing, the Chotzer, nor by the mishalach, because this Shalomi Daite, the Balach Chotzer doesn't even know anything about it. But if there would be either da shliach or da mishalach, so then it wouldn't be necessary that the bishvuch shvah molech. Masha'in came where the shliach has to represent the mishalach. So there, he has to be shvuch shvah molech. So maybe we can apply the nechivah test.
According to, let's say a real shliach, and let's say a person appoints somebody else to be a shliach, and he wants to not only be a passive shliach, and he should be like Dumel of the Chotzer. Let's say, well, I appoint somebody to be my shliach, but I tell him not to make the kinyan for me. You'll be Dumel of the Chotzer, you'll be my yad, but don't like be a shliach al bo or something like that. Don't make an active kinyan, be passive. And in other words, so that should be better than him making an
No, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do that. He couldn't do that because there is no aloha else of this kind of shliach. Gabi Chotzer, there is that kind of shliach because they have Ikdeiros HaKotzer. I mean, this aloha is not Yisroel because we have Ikdeiros HaKotzer that Chotzer is Kenyan. So the question is it Kenyan mitam yad or Kenyan mitam shliach? So that's implicit in Ikdeiros HaKotzer of Chotzer. But where the person is a gavren in Baldeo, so then the shliach has to be an active shliach, not a passive shliach.
So how do you
read the Lashon of Rashi over there when it says that either it's not the... Yeah, because there Rashi says that the Chotzer cannot become a Shliach of the Bala Chotzer Ligabim Shliach. Why? Because in order to become a Shliach of the Bala Chotzer, there must be... In order to become a Shliach, even if it's a Shliach, there must be Da'at by someone. You cannot just become a Shliach without Da'at of anyone. There we have no Da'at. Neither the Shliach Da'at, and neither the Shalach Da'at. It's only Dante. So maybe cannot become a shliach. But where it is with Dante, then it could become a shliach. But even without Shluch Shabbat Amonim. But in order to represent the Mishalach, then it's necessary that it be Shluch Shabbat Amonim.
Because
in order to become a shliach, it must be, we require even da shliach or da shliach. That's what Rashi says. And by Mitzvah there is neither da shliach nor da shliach.
What would be the difference between the Rebbe Chotzer
and the Kinyan Mitzvah?
What is
the difference between the Kinyan Mitzvah? When it's not doing it, so maybe if it's Mitzvah Mitzvah, so it cannot be Kinyan. But if it's Mitzvah Mitzvah, so too it cannot become directly a Yad. So that's the chiddush of Megia Mishlichet, that it becomes a yad to the medium of Shlichet, even though it's not Dumir Yodo. In order to become a yad directly without the medium of Shlichet, so it must be Dumir Yodo. But in order to become a yad with the medium of Shlichet, even though it's not Dumir Yodo, it can still become a yad. All right, now let's see. Koleim apnukim eschudom, evim teima. Vorabiechen eletroi tenki tzri, ikom al sekam el metziya, magbiya metzi lechaveri, kon lechaveri. וינטם המשנתן לקום את נורי בו המסחורי, ותיר את המתם, לדעת כי יחד דעת אחרת, מה קנה איפה? אמרים לו, תן כסחי ולא ימציא. So when do we say תן כסחי, דווקא הוא איזה דעת אחרת? מה שאם כי במציא, there is no דעת אחרת, מה קנה איפה? So there is no תן כסחי. וינטם, למען דום, אנדו את סני נבום דנה. By דעת אחרת, if the דעת אחרת says 10, so then, he means 3. But otherwise it doesn't mean Wie im Thema, man doch mal sich mal mit Schloschen aufgekotten, Maus, wo ich sage, man mit Schloschen, da man ist wirken, da will ich es immer sein, ey. Tebe, ko ich mich in die Tänke schrie. Now, und man doch mal, wo says, that only by the cotton, there is man mit Schloschen. And that is the Hilches immer sein, ey. So in other words, so why was it in Sake? If it's Hilches immer sein, ey, why was it in Sake? because they were compelled by the need. It's a shame experience in order to make transactions more convenient. So they had to be misaki. But why was it necessary? Any transfer of the cotton that can be affected through my mishwashin as a result of this special takone, so could be affected without my mishwashin. Because when my mishwashin takes place, so what happens? So there is an Eisein, and there is a Mikabel, and there is a middle part. What is there is a Bikodin, so the Maski says to the Nifkat, Teinet HaBikodin, replace. So what expression is used in my mishwashin? Teinet. That's the usual expression that is used whenever one resorts to my mishwashin. So Manavshah, if ten is Kisri, so Melech, why do we have to resort to a special keen of my mishwashin? Whenever one resorts to my mishwashin, he uses the expression ten. And if he says ten, so then he can be kenu midraise, so the mikabel can be kenu midraise through zochin. So יש רימא, יהוד צריכו לצאת עם המשרושת לקרוא להפלוין הפיקוד מיד הנזכה. שיניח הפיקוד מיד אחרת. So there is not שייך שכיר. Because when can it be effective with הזוכים? If the one who is איכה makes a kiyan. But if the mafki does not have the פיקוד מיד רשוס, so he doesn't make any kiyan, so the מקרו cannot be דרך. But still, מצד מהמשרושת לא בקיינת. או שיקצת לו בלקום או שום נזכה. So we start talking, they couldn't be kidding. But only because the corner is my first, we call it the common. We call it number of four. We think of this is the common. No one will claim who makes it to the Hamisi. Who makes it to the Hamisi, the Mahim Gimu, and the boss. So, for my room in Forest Time, it must listen to me, thank you. So the Mishnah says there, no one will claim who makes it to the Hamisi. Why? Because the one who died was in a Bechayah. So in other words, the higher of the nation. So, I mean, not the one guy, sorry. The Mikabel was taken it, the higher of the nation. So even though the nation died, so it has to be given away to the Mikabel. It has to be given away to Mikabel, even though the nation was a boy. So, why? Because how was the Mikabel taken in the lifetime of the nation for Mamish Washington? He said no. So he could be Kane without my mitzvoshin. Because thank you, Kane Ramatam, he said we have it free, or she makes a yadom yadriyat. Only when there is a misirim yadriyat, or my mashma de maire boche. Because the Mishneh might have reference to a case where the shliach who was told to give it to the plainy. So he had it in his possession from before. So there was no misir and yadriyat from the nation to the shliach. And even in such a case, the Mishnah says, Yitru lacham yitzeh. So it should not be based upon saying the shri. So it must be based upon my mishpot. Nicha hashta ul bo mitzir gam mitzir. Gam mitzir, of course, there is no misir and yadriyat. Vuhut chanam utak my mishpot. Dikone afo pishe mufkeh biyodim ikeinu mechet. So then it's a thing to shri, it shouldn't be effective. Afo gav de horosom, I have a thing to shri. ויתיר שם איתם, תשיחו רבת אבת אימיו ודמרינו ביתאים ואילך תסחי, אף אגב מתון אלו אבת תסחי, תשיחו ריל אבדו עובד לא ינח נפשי ואב נשח אלי. Why? Because there is a nisair, so it's Rabbi Gilinger explained it. Because there is a nisair of Rehum Salveidu, כאן שחר על דין הבאס. So במילה, in order to be נשחר בהתר, זה must be עובד לא ינח נפשי. And if it's לך נפשי, so it's קצת חי. So when we say תן תסחי, only when there is a חי, or a semi-חי. But in case where there is no chay in the sense of an obligation, not chay in the sense of a gentleman. So, but when there is no chay, so there is no obligation, not even a semi-obligation, so then we don't say then, thank you, Shri. So Mele, all the kashas are answered. All the kashas are answered. So Mele Rabbi Tam places many limitations upon the Aloch of 23. First of all, he says, Dafke was that Acheres Machneito. And then he says, Dafke is there is Nisir Yadriyat. And then he says, Dafke was there is an obligation. Chayiv or Zafke, otherwise not. All right. Um da die Kabletam, die ich schrieg mal tunnel im Jürgen. It's when we say thank you three, that's the Gabi Mio. So if the Levi has to pay up the debt. So if he says to the Shliach, ten Chizel Lipleini, so then it seems he's obligated to pay him, so the Umdeni is, he means that he should be there for him. But where there is no Chizel, he's not obligated to do it, he does it because he wants to do it, so then, he's not this. So, he schrieg mal tunnel mir, nur mit Tamon Hilch, mal mit Menschen Chai, mit Tamon mit Menschen Chai, mit Chai, mit Koden, Chai, Bach Yusuf, mit Lars in Chai, mit Aber mit Chai, mit Hilch ist Chai. So we see, that Gabi Chai, Hilch ist Chai. Die Gabi Matone passt in Bedi, ist Pirsi, Gabi Shina Nossi, der Hilch Lars ist Chai. Und Gabi Matone, we see, that Hilch ist Lars ist Chai. Die Chai, wir sind Shashoyach, und Mashiach Matone, ist Chai, Hagef, der Hilch Lars ist Chai. So that is, beyond the Nidal. That's not a controversial thing. In other words, that Hilch, is only to free Gabi Chai, but it's not to free Gabi Matone. The question arises, is then analogous to Heilich, just that Heilich is only to free Gabi Chai, and not Gabi Matone, so then is only to free Gabi Chai, but not Gabi Matone. Or maybe then is better than Heilich. Heilich is only to free Gabi Chai, but not Gabi Matone, but then is better. Then is to free even Gabi Matone. So, the Rabbi Tam is dying that ten is not better than Heilich. Just as Heilich is only Tishri, Gabichei is not Gabi Matone, so ten also is only Tishri, Gabichei is not Gabi Matone. The Chiv and the Heilich love Tishri, so ten am love Tishri. How does it know? The Yavit Tishri be Matone, Kmoi Gabi Mirle, because if we say that the ten is better than Heilich, and the Tishri Gabi Matone, where Heilich is not Tishri, so ten is Tishri, so ten is Helech, is better than Tishri, ten Helech. But a mait nam ten, kivim kvar ashmin on dafil Helech Tishri, koshn ten Tishri, that matone have a Tishri. So the question is, why does the price have to tell us? The price already advises that Helech is Tishri by Helech. Then he tells us, ten is also Tishri by Helech. Ten is also Tishri by Helech. Now if we were to assume that ten is Tishri by Matone, so why is it necessary to tell us that ten is Tishri by Chai? By Chai, even Helek is Tishri. Koshkin ten, which is even by Matone. So it would be completely superfluous for the Pride to tell us this thing, that ten is Tishri by Matone. I'm sorry, ten is Tishri by Chai. No, that's not necessary. Because the Pride mentioned already that even Helek, which is not it, not as close to Sri as 10. So it's Sri Gabi Machin. Certainly 10. So why did the Bais have to tell us? So the Sraye, the 10 is not Sri Gabi Matone either. So Mele, he has to tell us. The Rihei, of course, that's not in such a Rai Mochacha. But then the Rihei mentions the Sefte. The Rihei, the Rai, and the Sefte. The Tone, the Hebe. Temon, the Pleni, the Chai, the Kodin, the Shem, the Yodi, the Chene, the Lechene, the Chai, 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 the Chai. So it says the Fere, that ten Shtamatone is in the Pleni, so Rotelar the Yarde. Schemon is with Pleni, is Kabelmon is with Pleni, Rotelar the Yarde. Schemamish, of course, is. So he's in a Chazerin, in everything. Our Metanya Behedye, Matone will have a 10-3. Omar Afrizi, Hatei Vizu Balchiz Mokit Chava Acherim, Bono Vachlek, Eta Bezor Rabono, Tisnan, Misha Vizita Peye, Voma Harizu, Ipain Yoni, Rebrez Zerim Yozoch Alei, Rachom Imeim Rimi Yitnenu Lone, Anim Sori Shein. So Afrizi assumed that Rabono hold that Vizu Balchiz Mokit Chava Acherim is Loikone. That's why it's Yitnenu Lone, Anim Sori Shein. And Rebrez Zerol that Vizu Balchiz Mokit Chava Acherim is Kone. Omar Amein Avitim Rapope, Dio Meloi, עד כאן ליקום הרבלז הרוטום אבל מי כתיבוי מפלו נכתבה ועוני וחודרי ומי כתזוכם נפשי זוכם המרחב אבל חלוי so the Gemara says so I mean so Rav Papa says that we could say that even רבלז hold that at his בחיר מוכיחה ואחיר לא יקון the reason is why he's there for that Tony is because he could be מפשר his נכוסים and be an honest and then he could be there for himself. So we say Migdi Boy Zochel Nafshi Zochel Chavre. So we say even two Migdes, not only one Migdes. But where there is no Migdes, not even two Migdes, then Rabbi Zohar agreed that is Bachim Mokit Chavachir and Likone. The Ad can we come a Rabbonon Otom and we could say that the Rabbonon hold that is Bachim Mokit Chavachir and Likone. The reason is why they say there. You can learn any tradition. So it's allowed. One is not allowed to pick up the pay for some other one. Aval hochelot, but so only because there is a special verse akosos. But otherwise, the rabbi could hold that in tzvachim mokit chavachim and he's gone. Not that the Gemara says that this is a little hilchase, but the Gemara is matzah. In other words, it's no raya from the chachamim that they hold that in tzvachim mokit chavachim and he's gone. They could hold generally, he's gone. But here, because of his akosos, it's lacked loni. We have like that. So there is a love with lacked loni, with lacked loni. How can he say that the other one is echad? How is lacked my love? That means that if an oni has a sodeh, so he also has to give pay. Now they so the chsiv, which lack it loni, vim tema, liman de om, av se kam yit mure, kol mi ul se dom rachmon lo istav, iti ovid lima, im ovid mahane, im kein kone oni, now the machlek is within a bay and brothers, whether kol mi tlam rachmon lo istav, iti ovid mahane, or yovid mahane. Now that is mure, the Torah says, vi yach vevene lo yomre, but if he is mainly here, so we're forcing a case. So Abaye says that it's the same thing applies if like a bullet. When even though something is not there, but still if it does it, so it's a fact. And Rabbi says, only David Mure, there is a special Yom Hakosu, who is forcing a case. But generally speaking, if there is an issue to make a certain king, so if he does the king, so the king is in effect. Whenever there is something that has to be held, Kinyan or other things that have to be held. So according to Rove, if the Torah forbids that might be Kinyan, so it's not how. Now the more the kasha, how is Dushin taken to Chayov Elam? Call me say, now let's say Kinyan is Mikadish Yigush, so it's calling to the Rachmon Lo Esavit, so it shouldn't be how. So the more says it's a special Dosh HaKosov. And if not, but without the special Dosh HaKosov, according to Rove, the Dushin shouldn't be how because the Torah forbids the Maitan Dushin. So in any case where there is a king and something that has to be held, so if it's forbidden, it's according to Rove, it's void Mahane. So, but Abaye holds, he obeys Mahane. So Mele, how does Gemara say that the Rabbonon can hold, he is Kone. But the reason as to why here is not the only is not the Eche is because there is a love. So what is there is a love? So there is an Issa, but according to Abaye, even if there is an Issa, that doesn't mean that the king cannot be chal, so it should still be chal. And Rabbanan says it's not chal, so it must be on the basis of a general principle, not on the basis of the law. Yishvim adu hoche, but on islak, it's kshiv rioni la gyatah de teisom. Masna lo ikone. So here we have expression just a kosu, that is not deiche. Vim teim avneos moche baal medamak, bien isi lecha veire, lo ikone cha veire. So let us learn out from the gzat a kosu of tah de teisom, that lo ikone cha veire. Yishvim adu hoche svorehu. שלא יזוך סתיר לא עוני על כל מה שאיך עוד מלאכה וצייר חסמי. הוא רצחיל זה במפורש אוכל, תמי דרבון של תיד ואחיל וקונה, יקלמי מה במוח יאוי. Now, the Kshat is easy as follows. Now, there is a law. So if somebody is mlaki for another one, he is in a law. And then there is also a kosuf, tazi, that is ineffective. So what's the Kshat? It's two independent zirat kosuf. There is a law. He's not allowed to be mlaki for another one. And there is another Gzatakosov of Tazik, if he was Malak, another one is ineffective. But the Gzatakosov of Tazik is not based upon the law. Or the Gzatakosov of Tazik is based upon the law. In other words, why is it ineffective? Because it's not allowed to preach for another one. So generally, it's called to the Rachmon with Tazik, the Ovid Mahane. But here, there's a Gzatakosov that is Roy Mahane. But the Gzatakosov of Tazik is based upon the law. Or it's not even based upon the law. So now this is the cash. The one who says Tamadim is Chavere is called Chavere. So why can't we learn out from Tazim that it's Loi Kone? So he says the Hoches Svoreu. This one don't hold. So he's also Tiro Ono from Mashiach Malka with Tirchas. In other words, two we have the idea of Takosu of Tazim, but it's only started to say that the reason is why the Torah says Tazim is because there is a love. So the Gzatakosu of Tazim is based upon the law. So maybe we cannot learn how Tabim is still Havera where there is no law. And Rafizde in Fore Shoche Tamayi Rabosh Tivachim Utone is on Yom Doha Yalit. Rafizde will hold that the Tazim is not based upon the law. It's an independent Gzatakosu. Somebody we can learn out that we feel Hallel also. Mashenkin, this Gemara says no. The Maskon of the Gemara here says that. I mean, Rafopa says that the Azeis is based upon the law. Somebody you cannot learn out Mitzie from Pei. Time that the woman has been working all the time, so then the husband can say to her, "Tima tzedak nesayim." But after all, if she's not mechuyavet to work, so why shouldn't she be able to quit just capriciously? So the reason is very simple. Now the Rambam says that there is a minimum of earning that a woman has to do for her husband. So what the mitzvah work? So even if there is no established practice, so then she still has to be taken to tenor. And the Gemara mentions there, the Mishkal Chomish Loim Behudet. But that is, if there is no practice at all. The Gemara says, that this is the minimum she has to do, without any established practice. But if there is a minimum in it, my shadow by law, my age, for college, you look at this. Hack of the cabinet, Mokim Shadak, and the regular lifting, lifting, similar, lifting, so on. So now we see there is a new cabinet that she should do it more than the day of December, then she has to do that. So then that comes with the minimum earning to supply to the house, if there is a new cabinet. So, mainly, if she had been, so now, if there is a new cabinet, if most women in the city are accustomed to, let's say, to weave, to make body, so then the wife is mechuyavet to supply that earning to the husband. Now, even though she herself has not been accustomed to do it, so we can tell her you have to comply with the practice of the minhag. So mainly in the case where she herself has accustomed herself. So why should that be inferior to a minhag dinah which she did not adopt? So if there is a law that it's her chayv to comply with the minhag dinah in respect to earning, so hachkamu lechamo, I mean, you can say hachkamu lechamo, maybe not, but it's certainly very reasonable that if she accustomed herself, so he can demand of her, you just continue working. That way, after all, you have been doing it all the time. You see, my Shibai is as to the excess, the $40, so he has to give her. So, Mele, by Yisho, it is a hate because she is deprived of the fall. Even though he could say, Tima Shibai is a but anything that is short of the amount needed, so he has to pay. And through Gerashim, so she will be deprived of it. So, it's a machine case. By Odin, so too, he couldn't say Ashim in his own form, but he could say Maishedech on the Sechot. And if he says so even though the Maishedayim of David do not cover the whole support, he still doesn't have to give any more. This is Gemara. So the Gemara is Sikashe, Eved Naman, Blue Shofi, Somonesher, by Eved, why should he be able to say that? According to the Mandomar, that in Yochel Rav Limel is Ashim in his own form. So he should not. So even if he says see my shiyadecho in the secho, but the my shiyadayim do not cover the whole support, there is still an extra, let's say, of $40, so he should be required to give it to him. I mean, the Gittes explains why. I mean, why? How did the Gemara have a shiyadayim that the Odin should be required to give the excess? All right, we'll see that in learning the Gittes. So the Gemara says no. Avdi numkar shali shaviyah limor lemarte lemay mikir. How it is not worth the food that he eats as far as his services to the Odin are concerned. So the Mele, if the Odin says, say my Shedecho, even though the my Shedayim do not correct and say to any show, see my Shedayim do the Messiah. Now, what does it mean he can say? Without the consent of the issue. With the consent of the issue, Nachaya, I mean, if she agrees, she agrees. But But so when the Gemara says, Ishaname Amai Roi, and the Gemara is a Teres Isha Brisa. So only if the Maitre Dain do not cover her whole support. So he has to give the exit. But if they do cover, let's say she needs $100 a week and then she makes $100 a week, so then he can say she might see a guy of the Messiah. Even though she doesn't agree, because if she agrees, so there is no question. There is no child. There is no child. If she agrees, so even the Lord himself here, I mean, she agrees, she agrees. If she sees miracle. All right. So the Gemara must have referenced the case where she doesn't agree. Now, why should they? Why? So why should a Baal be able to say to Anisha, she might see the Messiah? So he's not willing to give us a pause. So the melee, so what if he says, see my Jedi and Messiah? I don't want the Mighty Jedi. The Mighty Jedi that he owns, that's only the Rabbana. But the Chiyu of Mizene, that's the right. Well, this is how the Rambam passes. And some Rishayim would say that it's also the Rabbana. I mean, the Rambam says that it's the Rabbana. But the Rambam, I mean, in Shalom, he passes that to the right. That is from the right, the Sheol. But the schus to take the Mighty Yadayim of the Isha, the earnings, that's the Kodesh Chachomim. The Kodesh Chachomim. So how, on what basis can he say to the Isha, well, you go to work, I'll find you a good job, you go to work and apply all your earnings to your own support, I'm not going to support you. Let the Isha tell him, I don't want to work, you are not going to support me. I don't want to work, that's all. I mean, how can this be explained? And let us see, I mean, how this thing is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Now, if Mizeinus is the Raife, so then the question arises, how can the Baal say to my Jedi Messiah if the Isha doesn't agree? And even if Mizeinus is the Rabbanon, so then it should be told in the Shaila and the Gemara in Suresh whether the Mighty Jedi is the Ikea or the Mizeinus is the Ikea. Because the Chachomim are misaking that the Mighty Jedi is the Ikea. So of course, if the Mizeinus is the right, the Mighty Jedi is certainly only the Rabbanon, so then obviously the Mizeinus is the Ikea. So then, It means, what does it imply? Under all circumstances, it doesn't matter. Ain't shame. Whether it is maspik or not maspik, ain't shame. Is machuiz the border. She can say to him, no, I don't want this arrangement. You support. So then the Ramoed, Avol yuchalim arzi mais yodayer v'nesayich, umashim maspik ashalimbo. Horan. So it's a ran. All right, now. So then, the Peish Shmuel says, and the Ramor, and the Rosh and the Ramor, Avol yuchalim alei, Avol yuchalim alo, Ti mais yedayim lenesayi chumashim il maspik ashalim lo, Hayne balko, Kmo ishi merasim zeh, so it means even if she doesn't agree, because if she agrees, so why does he have to mention it? Zeh, Mashe kosa, bisimenayim, בשיפטס, בעל שאומה, סלימה, ישידה יפן סייך, וישוסקו, משמע, דייחלו למחץ, איירש כשלו מספיקו. So in other words, so when it's mentioned in סימן עין, שיפטס, הבעל, שאומה לאישתי בישור שהולה, סלימה, ישידה יפן סייך, וישוסקו, אימא מזין, זה רמב"ם מזין. So it says with Shosko. Implication being that if it's not Shosko, so ain't Shemelech. So it must be applied according to the Ram Shite that the Rambo mentions. It must be applied, this if test must be applied to the case where it's not Maspi. So even though it's not Maspi, she needs more, but if Shosko, so she was Michalas. But if it's Maspi, so then without Shosko, he will be there. This is what the Bishmuel said. Bishmuel said, V'chein kosa b'chalkes m'chaykik shok. So the m'chalkes m'chaykik says in Simon Ayin, Siftes, that when do we say the daf kishosko in l'mizeines, but if loy shosko, if tzoako, yesh l'mizeines, that's only if loy maspik, but if maspik, even if tzoako in l'mizeines. That's what the m'chalkes m'chaykik said. So he says, avoy mashma ki in Rambam. But from the Loshna Rambam, it's not mashma. The Loshna Rambam, it's mashma. That he means the Rambam, I just quoted. From the Loshna Rambam, it's mashma. That even if it is, must be. So she has to agree. The mashma came. The atur shom. The atur shom. The whole kosu. Shiyu levotsu so hoi so hoi lo liteve. Oi leima, ima is yudeo must be. Mashma. Mashi kosa hoi lo liteve. Hai na fi lo must be. So in other words, so from Goshen of the Tour, the Tour actually could have been further from Goshen Rambam himself. I mean, why does he have to resort to the Tour? Because the Tour says, she ilu lo yrotziso, hoyo lo yteivei, so hoyo lo yteivei, oy lo yimar, imai si del masiko. So it's oy lo yimar. So lo yteivei is mashma, that even if it is maspik, so she still has a right to be tevei. So it could have inferred it from the Loshon of the Rambam itself. I mean, not after but all right, but he infers it from the Loshon, of the Torah. Elo, mashma hoyu teva in a few imaspik law, so still she has the right to be teveya, and he cannot be maftiya the mizinus. Elo sviralei, habal in yochelim abal kochoch tima yifu dayak mechaz. So what do we see? So he says from the Loshon of the Rambam and from the Loshon of the Torah, that the Baal cannot say Baal Kocho or the Isha or Tima Yisbar and Fayech, even if it is Machti. The Chen Yisha the Rov, the Rashi. He means, the Rashi Daf Kuvo, Omid Beitz, there in Kuv Kom Dalet, in Ksuvetz. The Chen Kosa Ba Mordecha, so the Mordecha I also say, that when can the Baal say Tima Yisbar and Fayech, so now we see there is an established custom that every wife, I mean, does certain things, she weaves, I mean, she spins, so then he's Mukhiyarush to comply with the Minagamok. Suppose there is no established custom for the woman to make any earnings for the Baal, any case, then he cannot be case. Elo, Litvei Saksen of the Baal, Shab. So, Shenema, the Holy Shokhov Maslei, the Odeotot. So, the Mishnah says that some Adalet, Kamu Yisrael, Mishkal Heisloi. Shasi biyude, shein yud bigol. So in other words, so there is an earning that the isha is mechuyeres. Let's say mishkal heis lo yimu. Thank you.
Now we left off. Now we left off last time with $6. Now up to $6. Cash. All right.
Bob, the other is completed the volume, so you would be part of the catch-up. What do you call it, Mahal? What do we offer the catch-up? It's really good, but I'm looking at it. I believe the mind.